What's the story next week? How many guys are going to be around next week? Just by show of hands.
Sunday, Monday.
Monday, I think there's
Monday's the only one. Monday's the thing. Sunday may be problematic for me also, actually. Okay, we'll have to see. I'm not sure if we'll be. Monday's the thing. I'm not sure if we'll see. We'll see. Okay, I play by ear. Okay, so I want to be mouthful of a couple of things that we started to talk about already. First of all, about the Rashi, Tam Ke'ike, Rashi says it's Nasik Mamosha. Rashi says it twice. Even Tam Ke'ike, the top of the Omer, last says Tam Ishalisa Ki Kori Mamosha. Then Rashi says again, in the Chalater Kula, the last quiet line at top, the Chalater Kula, Shei Tam Ishalisa Ki Mamosha. So first of all, right away, I think this it's Meduyik and Rashi, would have the question of what would be without Tam Ke'ike? So obviously we mutter, Tam would be mutter, but why would Tam be mutter? Would Tam be mutter because Tam is nothing? It's not like, it's nothing. Tam is nothing, disembodied. Or maybe time is still something. Time has to be, there must be some substance that's carrying the time, some kind of seer that's carrying the time. No, seer that's yosim and adolam from an isir is also. So maybe without the pasuk of out of the time will be something, but it'll be batul b'roi. The time kicker tells me that it's not batul b'roi. And that's b'pshutei machlai kishishayim. The Ramban in Chulun Sadek Ches says b'feirish that without time kicker, time will be nothing. The chiddush of time kicker is that time is considered to be something. The Rebbe Kveg is Metayikin from Taishin of Chulun, Sarek Chesim of Beis. You were Maskler Ova. Doing there in Taishin that if not for Tam Kirke, then Tam would be nothing, even if it's so much Tam that it's not bottled the right, but it's like, it's a rave itself. Tam will be nothing. On the other hand, we saw the Rash in Tfuliyah at the end. The Rash said that, what's the Chiddush of Tam Kirke? He said, the Chiddush of Tam Kirke is that it's not bottled the right. It seems to be a machlekes hishayim. So in that, Gavi, that machlekes hishayim, I think it's very stark Maduik and Rashi. But Rashi holds like the Ramban, like that school, that without a pasuk, time would be nothing. Because otherwise, Rashi should have said, time kikim means it's not possible. The time is something, I don't need a pasuk that says something. It's tzir. Time is tzir, it's something. The chiddush of the pasuk is that it's not bottle, the chiddush is just that it's not bottle of a right. Rashi is Maduik, the time, without a pasuk, time would be nothing at all. I need a pasuk to tell me that time is not nothing. Time is kidding. Time is kima moshe shilusa. So I think that's very meduyik in Rashi. We'll have to see when we get the sugya of Zerai B'Shela. Rashi has how this is going to stem with Rashi Shitus. Okay, but that's ahead of us. But right now, meanwhile, I think that's certainly meduyik in this Rashi. But I also thought that the word mamosha, that's a loaded word. Mamosha is a loaded word. But Rashi, the Gloshen of the Agamor is Tam Kikr. Mamosha is right away reminiscent of the Machlekes Abayin of the Chulim Kuches, time of Loi Mamosha. Rabbi says it's nothing. Rabbi says that it's something. So there's a maybe a mockum here to say, and as I touched on last week, maybe there's a Mashmois here in Rashi that Rashi is telling me. And we'll put it together with Rashi Shittus that there's Nefach. Rashi Sechadvar says that there's Nefach. In fact, he says not even later on. He says it right here. He says, "Isavadli kula yisa." Then Rashi says, "Behemshich." When he talks about the pas in Yayin, Rashi says that the Yayin was nispashet b'chol pas. Then about the Rabbanu wouldn't argue on Rabbi Kiva. About he'd be like on the kazayas of the pas. The same way, according to Rabbi Kivi, you're like in the Kazayas of the past, because that time it's dark for Isser, the Rabbanu wouldn't be chayla, because if the yayin is nispashed in the Bechol HaPas, so you'd have to have kikr. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Kivi, you're like, you don't need a Kazayas of yayin, it's enough to have a yayin together with Pas. So, according to Rabbanu, they don't have that time it's dark for Isser, you have to have a Kazayas of yayin. So we do kind of actually know if time kick, you don't need a kazayin of yayin. It's enough to have a tikkun. As long as the yayin was nispashet b'chol pass and the pass is a time of yayin, it's enough to eat a kazayin of the tarayis. And again, like Rashi at the end of the sugya says that he talks about kutta chababli, and he says the rabban rechelik by kutta chababli, and they say you're not like by kutta chababli. So they must not hold from time kick because time could be ke'ikir, you'd be like in kutta chababli. Why are you like in kutta chababli? There's no kazayin of this. Kutta chababli doesn't have a kazayin of teichilas pass. A kochach that if Rashi holds it, if your time is ke'ikir, you don't need a kazayin of teichilas pass because you're like in a kazayin from the teretz. So this is Rashi's shita. The teretz is nepachlius. So you see clearly Rashi's from the shita. I thought together with the Rashi of a timing mamasha, if you put the two Rashis together, this I already said last time, that I think it's very compelling to say in Rashi that Rashi understood that time by itself is taka nothing. You need timing mamasha, like the Gemara says, like Rava says in the Chulim, that's Lachon Mustamad Allah is like Rava. You need timing mamasha. Rashi holds that it says in Rava, that without a pasuk, if time is not kikir, Rashi holds it to Rabbah, doesn't hold from time kikir. Amarei Basrei doesn't hold from time kikir. Fine, so it says in Rabbah, the time of Lema Moshi is nothing. You need time of Lema Moshi to be something. Time of Lema Moshi is nothing. So I think it's Maduik in the Rashi that, I mean, it's not Mukh in the Rashi, but there's a big Mukhim in the Rashi to say, to make a package over here, and to say that what Rashi is saying is that even after the pasuk of time kikir, time of Lema Moshi really should be nothing. Because without a Mamoshi, it's nothing. The chiddush of time kikir is that the head is nepechli asosir. Mimela have time in mamasha. And I said last time that I think this is a big, maybe this is a big makom to say that this is maybe the makom for the holding of nepech. That maybe the rishonim hold from nepech was driving them. I mean, maybe Rashi in particular, who holds from Nepach, maybe was driving to say the Chiddush of Nepach, Mechitesa. It's because Rashi understood that that's how Tam Kikah works. After all, really, time of Lema Moshe is nothing. Rava says time of Lema Moshe is nothing. And Svar, time of Lema Moshe is nothing. You need Mamoshe Shalissa. So where's the Mamoshe Shalissa? So you can say, oh, it's Xeris HaKos. The Ramban of Chulun Sadeches also holds that without a Pasuk, time would be nothing. So the Ramban says, the Pasuk tells me time is something. The Ramban Chulin also from the Rishonim hold that without a pasuk time will be nothing. Not just to be bottle boy, but it will be nothing. But the way the Ramban says it, the Ramban doesn't hold from that. The Ramban's not a nepach person. So Ramban Chulin Sarekhes says without a pasuk time will be nothing. The pasuk tells me time is something. The pasuk of time kikah tells me time is something. Maybe Rashi holds that no, without a pasuk time will be nothing. Time without my moshe will be nothing. The pasuk tells me that time without my moshe is still nothing. But the pasuk tells me that the heter is nebuchli asosu when it has a taste of iser. And they like have time in mamoshe because the mamoshes of the heter now is becomes implicated in the iser. Very geshmak l'shaynus Rashi. That's the reason. Time kikir. Last is time ishul iser ki kori mamoshe. But how? Because it's avali kol iser. Because the heter is nebuchli asosu. That's how the time alone becomes like time in mamoshe. Because the mamoshes of the heter is mitzvah for the time of the issue. Now I have time in mamoshe. Since the mamoshes of the heter taste like issue, so it becomes kimamoshe shel issue. The mamoshe shel heter becomes like mamoshe shel issue since it tastes acidic. Yeah, so that this all I said last week. The problem though is that that's good if you hold like Rava. The time of lema mamoshe. Without time kick, a time of Lema Moshe is nothing. Rava holds time kicker is the Rabbanon, and therefore Rava holds time of Lema Moshe is nothing. But what about Abai? Abai holds time of Lema Moshe is also in that time. So according to Abai, so then why do I need a din? According to Abaye, the time of Lema Moshe is awesome in Atayra. So you see the time, you don't need my Moshe Shalissar, time alone is also. So then why do I need a din of Ham Kekin? Why do I need a Nepach? to make it clear. We'll start again from Rava. Rashi says in Chulin, in Tzadik Ches, and Rashi says in Asik also that Amaroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kikr. So in Rava in particular, Rashi in Chulin Tzadik Ches is going on Rava. He says Rava doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. Rava doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. Rabbi Yechonah doesn't. Rashi says Rabbi Yechonah Zohar doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. Amaroi Basroi, Rashi says, don't hold from Tam Kikr. And therefore, I understand. Rava says Tam Kikr is there's no Gzeres HaKosov of Tam Kikr. It's just an Asmachta, Rashi says. And maybe Gilch Nochem is a Chiddush. But kids, we don't learn that Tam Kikr and Kol HaTerkulo. So there's no Gzeres HaKosov of Tam Kikr. Only by Kodshim. By Kodshim is Tam Kikr. Rava himself said that by Kodshim, Rava in Chulim Sarachet says by Kodshim is Tam Kikr. But in Chulim there's no din of Tam Kikr. So in Mele, Rava says Tam Yivolim HaMoshi is Mutter. Because Tam Yivolim HaMoshi is just Tam. Tam is nothing. Taimei Mamoshi, that doesn't need Tam Kikr. Taimei Mamoshi, that's Rav Yechonah and Avodah Zarah. Rav Yechonah also doesn't open Tam Kikr. Taimei Mamoshi is not Tam Kikr, that's something else. Then you have Mamoshi. But Taimei V'loi Mamoshi, that's just Tam. If Tam Kikr would be Kikr Midaraisa, so then the Heter would be Nefach, and then you would have Taimei Mamoshi. But since Tam Kikr is not Midaraisa, only by Kodshim. So by Chulun, there's no Nefach, and Mamela, Taimei V'loi Mamoshi is Mutter. And time and by kotchin taket the head there's an epically associated, and that's why it's also because it becomes time and mush, like we're explaining. Okay, fine, so Rava, we have a picture. But Abaye says time we believe Moshoi is awesome in that time. Abaye Chumut Kokes. Now that's a clear. Does Abaye hold from Tam Kikr or does he not hold from Tam Kikr? See, maybe the answer to Abaye, maybe the Pshat in Abaye is, maybe Abaye, who says that time believe Moshoi is also. Maybe the pshat is because he taka holds Tam Kikr Midaraisa, and maybe that's proof for the pshat. Abaye says time of leima moshi is also because the het is nepechli is also, and now you have time in moshi with the whole thing. Maybe that's proof of pshat and Abaye. Abaye holds Tam Kikr Midaraisa. Rav holds Tam Kikr Midarabanan. That's why time of leima moshi is mutam and atar. Abaye says time of leima moshi is also. He wants to learn out from Bosu b'cholof. Maybe that's a mokah. The Tam Kikr like Agamar. I wanted to learn out Tam Kikr from Bosu b'cholof. Maybe that's Abaye over there in the cholof. That he learns out from Basa B'chalav, Taka, the Tam Kikr is the Raisa. And that would be good. And the Emes is the Rabban Chulin Sarekhes, says that way. The Rabban Chulin Sarekhes holds like Rashi that the Rova holds Tam Kikr the Rabbanon, and that Rabbi Yechon holds Tam Kikr the Rabbanon. He says there are Amaroyim who hold Tam Kikr the Rabbanon, the Tosfos only Nesmachta, and so on. Al derech Rashi. But he says, but Abai holds Tam Kikr the Raisa. Because Abai said, Chulin Kukhes, Tam Vlema Moshe the Raisa. So maybe we say the same thing in Rashi's world. Very good. Maybe a by grad holds Tam Kikr Midaraisa. But I think it's very hard in Rashi to say that a by holds Tam Kikr Midaraisa for a slew of reasons. Number one, if a by holds Tam Kikr Midaraisa, So why by mikveh did Abai need hetem and start for Issa? Typically, that Tam Kikr Midaraisa. See, for Ramban, that's not a problem. Ramban doesn't hold from Nepach. So Abai could hold from Tam Kikr. It doesn't explain why you like it. For like it, for Sheik is ice, and you hetem and start for Issa. The way the Rashi went to Sukkot, that the whole Sukkot Amud Aleph is going with Tam Kikr. But Tam Kikr just gives me that it's not bottled, but it doesn't give me Sheik is ice. But Sheik is ice, I need to have them start listening. Or Kizai's potato for the spas, according to Abdimit. But for the Rabban, we're good. But according to Rashi, who holds it, if you hold from Tam Kikr, there's a Nebach. So then, how can Abai, if Abai held from Tam Kikr, then the whole Sukkot Amud Aleph would be rendered moot. Who needs to have them start listening? I have Tam Kikr. So the Chorus Mokhuk that Abai doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. That's number one. Now, that we could be doicha. Maybe Abai and Omer Aleph didn't hold from Tam Kikr. But maybe by the time he got to Omer Beis and he learned that there's a drosha from Mishras, and now there is Tam Kikr. That's so glad. Especially since, at the Nachos Dover, it's a drosha. That the Gemara, Abai and Omer Aleph, there's Tosfos and Nozim like that. Abai and Omer Aleph didn't know about the Braisa of Mishras that we learn out Tam Kikr. So he thought there's no Tam Kikr in the Braisa. But now that I know Omer Beis, Abai discovered that there's a Braisa of a Tam Kikr that we learn out from Mishra, so Tam Kikr is the Raisa. So maybe then Abai got religion and he decided that there is such a thing as Tam Kikr. So that's so glad. Because Abai and Chulin, because Abai and Chulin, if when Abai says time Moshe, it's also when he means time kicker, he doesn't learn it out from Mishras. He learns it out from Basu B'chalaf. So that didn't happen in Amud Beis over here. That's very dochuk to say that Abai and Amud Aleph didn't know about Basu B'chalaf. But in Chulin Kuches, he discovered Basu B'chalaf. That's really, I don't know that we have right to say such a thing. The Yashus is that Abai doesn't hold from time kicker at all. And then the Loshner Rashi is that way. Rashi in Chulin Tzadik Ches says that the Amor Tzadik Ches and Beis Tzadik Ches and Aleph. Remember, Rashi says that the Amoroi Bas I think Tzadik Ches and Beis the Amoroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kik. He's gone there on Rabbi. Rabbi said Tam Kik is only by Kodesh. So Rashi says because Amoroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kik. Amoroi Basroi says Rabbi brings Rabbi Yechon over the Zohar. So Abai is also from the Amoroi Basroi. And the fact it's Maduik in that Rashi because that Rashi is going in the sugi of the Rabbi Bishayla, which. We'll do Mitzvah Shem B'kar. And in Rashi, the Gemara is talking about, it's talking about Abai and Rava. There's an Abai over there in the Sugya, and then Rava is Chalik, and Rava says, Pesachadvarim, Rava says that Tam Kik is only by Kotshim. And that's what Rashi said the Zog, that Amoroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kik. But you're talking about Abai and Rava, you say Amoroi Basroi. If it's a Machalik, it's Abai and Rava, you say Rava doesn't hold from Tam Kik. But the Mashmois in Rashi is that Abai also doesn't hold from Tam Kik. Furthermore, if Abai holds from Tam Kikr, if that's the pshat in if that's the pshat in Abai, Tam Olim Loshi is also in the Torah, means because that's synonymous with Tam Kikr. That means that Abai holds from Tam Kikr. So then it's going to be a big enough community in Abai and Rabbah. Rabbah doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. Abai does hold from Tam Kikr. So the Gemara says, what's the machlaik? It's in Tam Olim Loshi. There's a machlaik, but Tam Olim Loshi is a nepach. The Mar's Mashmah, Abai and Rava only argue by time of Olema Moshe. Abai says it's something, Rava says it's not. But by time of Moshe, there's no machlekes. L'chayra, Rava does not hold from Tam Kikr, so he doesn't hold from Nebuch. Time of Moshe is also a Misfar without Nebuch. If Abai's time of if the reason why Abai holds time of Olema Moshe is also because of the din of Tam Kikr, and Tam Kikr according to Rashi means Nebuch, so it'll come out that Abai and Rava, besides everything else, are arguing about Nebuch. Not Mashmah, the Mar that way. They're only arguing about time of Lema Moshe. They're not arguing about time of Moshe. Again, if either Ramban, that's not a problem because Ramban doesn't have Netbach at all in his work. So if Abai says time of Lema Moshe is also, that's exactly the same. Also, I'll tell you, that's the same as saying time kick. But according to Rashi, time kick is a loaded word. Time kick means Netbach. Abai holds from Netbach and Rava doesn't hold from Netbach. So Abai and Rava should have said that. Why are they only arguing about time of Lema Moshe? And then another ayah. Another ayah. Rashi says at the end of the sugya that the rabbonon of Kutta Chababli can't hold from Tam Kikr. Because if they held from Kutta Chababli, then why the chelik min Rebbe Elezer? If they held from Tam Kikr, since Rashi holds Nepach. That wasn't Machlek Zer Blezer in the Rabbanah by Kutta Chababli. Rabbi Blezer, you like on Kutta Chababli? Because Hetan and Hetan start Lissa. And the Rabbanah say, no, you're not like it. Says Rashi, what happened to Tam Kikr? Nebach. I said, Kochach, the Rabbanah of Kutta Chababli don't hold from Tam Kikr. So Chara, if Abai holds from Tam Kikr, what's he going to do with the mission of Kutta? Why aren't you like it by Kutta Chababli? This kash I saw. It's going to say for Shkidus Chum, Sefer and from Avgarbos and Chum, very excited to say. Again, the Fidei Ramban is not a time altogether. The Fidei Ramban is no hechach. The Rabban don't hold from Tam Kikr. Rabban hold from Tam Kikr, but you're not looking Kutta Chababli because there's no nepach and there's no kezayis b'chteichilis pas b'kutta Chababli. But the Fidei Rashi that Tam Kikr means nepach and Rashi differences b'feirish that the Rabban of Kutta Chababli must not hold from Tam Kikr, and that's a stam mishnah. So I mean, it's a mishnah anyway. It's a mishnah machlekes. Not stam mishnah. Mishnah machlekes are born in the chacham and Rebbe Elezer in the mishnah, and the chacham of the mishnah don't hold, must not hold from Tam Kikr. So Abai, if Abai holds from Tam Kikr, what does he do with the mishnah of Kutta Chababli? Maybe this is also not muchach 100%. Rav Karb is wise by Akasha, but maybe it's not muchach 100%. We could say, yeah, Rabbanan don't hold from Tam Kikr, then maybe Abai passed him like the Brayster. We learn out Tam Kikr from Mishras. That's also not so glad. Abai doesn't learn that time from Mishnah. Does not learn that time kicker from Mishnah. He learns that time kicker from Basar B'chalof. So it's like this. You could say, fine, the Mishnah, the Rabban of Kutta Chabavli don't hold from time kicker, but Abai has a crisis about Mishnah. That would be nice if Abai learned that from Mishnah. You could say that, but Abai is not learning that from Mishnah. He's learning it out from Basar B'chalof. If you learn that from Basar B'chalof, that's not because of the Braisa. You're saying Stam, it's a Limud, but Basar B'chalof, Svara, which you learn that from Basar B'chalof. You see the Rabban of Kutta Chababli, you don't have your Svara, Abai. So how could you say it? You see the Svara of Basar B'chalof is not right? You see the Rabban of Kutta Chababli, you don't learn that time kicker from Basar B'chalof. So from all of these, Choritz Mukhuch, that Abai does not hold from time kicker. So now, Hadruk, so then we're back to square. If Abai doesn't hold from Tam Ke'ikr, so why is time of blame? So a second. So now we're back to square one. It means that when Abai said time of blame a Moshe is also in a Torah, he didn't mean because of Tam Ke'ikr. No, Abai from that Moshe, but Amaroi Basra, you don't hold from Tam Ke'ikr. They pass in that there's no Tam Ke'ikr. Like Rabban of Kutta Chabad, there's no Tam Ke'ikr. So why is time of blame a Moshe also? Misvara, time of blame a Moshe is also. Okay, so if time blame Moshe is also in Svara, so where's the Mokot to say? So then the Mandom of Tam is Kikir, Moshe by Kulshim, where everybody holds Tam Kikir. And according to Rashi, Tam Kikir means Nepach. And I wanted to say, Mimadayak and Rashi, that the Hekh for Nepach is because you need Mamoshe. But Abai also, you don't need Mamoshe. Even Tam alone is also. So then where does Abai, so where in Kulshim do we get the notion of Tam Kikir? What's the Hekh to say? In those places we do say Tam Kikir, Moshe, those Tanoim who do hold from Tam Kikir. Or by Kotzim, where everybody holds from Tam Kikir. So I built up at the beginning of this Diyukim and Rashi, that the whole reason for Nepach is because you need Mamoshe. You need the Mamoshe Shalheter to know it, and that's what's driving the Nepach. That's good if you hold like Rova, that without a Mamoshe Shalheter, you don't have anything. So, but according to Abaye, without Mamoshe Shalheter, the Isser itself is still also. So why do I need a Tam Kikir to make a Nepach? I mean, what's the mokah to say? What's the make a taste of the time kikir? Should make an epach? Why do we need an epach? The time is also by itself. So who needs my moshe shalisa? So what's time kikir moshe if I don't already have from time of my moshe? We're going b'derech binyan. So again, this is the two reconditions. Is it making a cheshbon? Of course, we're making a cheshbon. The cheshbon starts with the diuk and Rashi, which is not muchach. Maybe the whole diuk is wrong. Maybe that's what we have to say, the whole diuk was wrong. But the cheshbon began with what I thought was the diuk and Rashi, or at least very compelling in Rashi, that Rashi understood that the reason why, that the svar, the reason why Tam Kikir means nepach. Rashi's miyasa. Tam Kikir means nepach. Where did he get it from? I thought it's Meduyik and Rashi, because Rashi understood that the whole word of Tam Kikir is that Tam by itself is nothing. You need Mamoshes. So where's the Mamoshes? So Tam Kikir is Mechadish, that the Heter is Nepach Liyasos, and now I have Mamoshes. That's how I know that Tam Kikir is synonymous with Nepach. Because since I take it as axiomatic that without Mamoshes, it's nothing. The disembodied Tam is nothing. Even after the Pasuk, that's still an axiom. A disembodied time is nothing. And yet the Pasuk says time to Tam Kikir. So the Pasuk must be saying that the head there is Nepach Liyasos. And that's the meaning of Tam Kikir. Those Tanoim hold from Tam Kikir, that's what it means. Or by Kodshim, where everybody holds from Tam Kikir, that's what it means. That's my premise. Now, that premise may be wrong. Maybe that's not Pshat, and maybe Nepach has nothing to do with that. Maybe the whole Cheshbon is wrong. But I want to say that's the pshat, and it's very geschmack. That's where Nepach is coming from. Otherwise, where did Nepach come from? Mechateis and Nepach. Where does it say in Gilui Nochem anything about Nepach? Where does it say in Mishus anything about Nepach? Well, this will be very geschmack. Nepach is built into the logic of Tam Kikir. Otherwise, how did the Tam become? Has the Tam become also? Where's the Mamoshes? The answer is because the Torah said it's Nasika Mamoshes Shalissa. You need Mamoshes. Where are you getting it from? The answer is Nepach. The Heter provides the Mamoshes. Yes. The problem is that's good if you hold like Rova. That you need mamoshes. That's Rova and Chul. That you then svor you need mamoshes. Time without mamoshes is nothing. But Abai says that time without mamoshes is mitzad atzmi is also. So if time is also by itself, so mechateser to say, and that's without time kicker. So the Hecha Teisa to say that there's a do nudin of Tam Kikri, that the Heter is Nepach, and now you're looking at Kazaisim Tarev. Once the Tam, if Tam is also by itself without the Mamoshes, so the Hecha Teisa to say Tam Kikri, that the Mamoshes is Nepach Lias also. Elamai will say, no, maybe that's what Abai meant. Maybe when Abai said Tam Vilin and Losh is also, he meant with Nepach and he meant with the Xeris the Kosov of Tam Kikri. That's very schwer. From Bosso the Cholov, we learn that Nepach, so how do you understand their bond of Kutuch HaBavli? Besides all the other Kashas that we. It doesn't make sense. And the Abai over there was his time with Moshe. Also, he didn't mean with Nefach. You can't laugh and boast of the Cholov that there's Nefach, because then how do you explain the Rabbanon of Kutuch HaBavli? Akochah he meant the time of Leim Moshe is also not as Nefach. The time itself is also. So if the time itself is also, so then Mechah Teisa in Tam Kikir, those Tanoim, hold from Tam Kikir, or by Kutchim, where we say Tam Kikir, Mechah Teisa to say Nefach. Why do I need Nefach? Why do I need the Heter to be Nefach when it's also? The time is also Mitzar Asman. So here I thought maybe we could say a big word. That Eina Chinami, Abai doesn't hold from Nebuch. Abai doesn't hold from Nebuch. Abai holds, and if there's a, and therefore according to Abai, if the Torah says time is also, time kikir losh, the Torah says time by Bosu B'cholov, by all the places where the Torah says, and maybe Mishras, and all the whatever drushes we have, the time is also, according to Abai, that does not mean Nebuch. Why should I say Nepach? The Torah says Tam is also. And Abai says, that's the what Abai says in Chulun basically is Abai's version of Tam Kikr, which is a deracinated Tam Kikr without a Nepach. Abai's Tam Kikr is without a Nepach. There's no reason according to Abai to say Nepach. Because you only need Nepach to give me my Moshe Shalissa. Abai doesn't think you need my Moshe Shalissa. It's only according to Rava. Rava holds the time of Lema Moshe is nothing. So according to Rava, it's a Rava's understanding of Tam Kikr. When the Torah said the time is also, but the Torah by Kotchim said the time is also, some Tanoim think that the Torah said the time is always also. Why would time be also? Rava holds in Svara, time is nothing. Torah says, yeah, because it's exactly a cluster that the head is Nepachli is also. Now I have my Moshe Shalissa. But according to Abaye, that I learned after Moshe B'cholov, that time is something all by itself. That's what Abai said. Time of Leim Moshe also. Abai didn't say that the Heter is Nepachli. Abai didn't say time of Leim Moshe is Nepachli as Kima Moshe. He didn't say time of Leim Moshe is Keiker Kima Moshe Shalisser. He said time of Leim Moshe is also Mitzar Atzmai. So according to Abai, there's no reason to say Nepach. Rashi, who keeps talking about Nepach, Rashi who says whenever he talks about Tam Kikir, he says Nepach because he's going to Halacha. The halacha is like a rova. The time of Leim Moshe is not awesome in Atara. The halacha is like Rav Yochanan in Avodah Zarah. The time of Leim Moshe, even if you have a kazayis, but pay a chilas pas, you're not loikolov. If it was nimoyach, you're not loikolov. Because Rav Yochanan's taught that time kicker is only midrabbana. Only time of Leim Moshe is loikolov. That's Rashi, and that's the Rashi kaseida that rova Rav Yochanan. So the halacha is that the halacha is like rova. The time of Leim Moshe is nothing. You need my Moshe. So according to rova. What does Tam Kikr mean? In those places when I do say Tam Kikr, by Kutchim when I do say Tam Kikr, or those Tanoim who do have Tam Kikr, according to Rava, Tam by itself and Svara is nothing. So even after the Pasuk it's nothing. But the Xeris HaKosav is that Tam is Nasik and Mamashi Shalissa. The whole Nepach is only in Rava. But Rashi says it because he's going to Halacha. Melukam Adag Rav Gazach, Abai doesn't hold from Nepach. And this is the main punchline. If Abai doesn't hold from Nepach, so we could be marviach a tremendous thing. What's the relach? Something that's been haunting us the whole sugya. What? Kutuch Ababli. Meaning what?
It's not us because there's no Nepach, so you never have a
Nepach. Well, Rashi says they don't hold from Tam Kikr, but don't hold from Tam Kikr, so you're not like in Manashok. If you hold like Rav, you're not like it because it's Mutter. And if you hold like Abai, you're not like it because maybe it's also, but it's not a kizayis because there's no nepach. No, but what's been the big problem in the sugya? The major problem in the sugya that we've had from day one, the Nachas Dovid's problem in the sugya, the steer between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. At Amud Beis, we seem to have go with Tam Kikr. We have drushes of Tam Kikr. Right, I'm already by Shoyah held this in Asmachta, but the sugya of Amud Beis not going it's an Asmachta. The sugya of Amud Beis is going that it's a drushing word. There's the din of Tam Kikr. So if there's a din of Tam Kikir, and Rashi holds Tam Kikir means Nepach, because Rashi is the whole time Tam Kikir means Nepach, so why in Amud Aleph did Abai and Avdimi have this whole discussion about Mikveh, and if you say Hetim Starfle Isser, or Kizai Tehachilas Rasu, what happened to Tam Kikir? Tam Kikir and Nepach. If you have Tam Kikir and you have Nepach, then you don't need anything else. The answer is because Samar Aleph is Abai talking. Abai holds that yes, there is Tam Kikr, but Abai holds Tam Kikr is not Nebuch. Tam Kikr means time of Leim Abash, is also. So in Abai and Echanami, according to Abai, there is Tam Kikr, Mishrus, the Taka Tam Kikr. Abai knows about Tam Kikr. He doesn't even need Nishrus, he learns it after Bosu Bechol. Abai knows from Tam Kikr. But Abai doesn't think the Tam Kikr makes a Nebuch. If it doesn't make a Nebuch, then you don't, then why you like it? But Rabbi Bechan said you like it. It must be had to Mistar for Issa. And so on, the whole Sigal, Derech Derash. That the Gemara knows from Tam Kikr, but Tam Kikr is not a Nebuch. Without a Nebuch, then the Sugi is very good. Oh, very good. Oh, in a second. Good question. Hold on. And then we'll have to say Rav Dimi also. There, Rav Dimi also doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. Because if you hold from Tam Kikr, not only do you not need Hetem and Starfless, if you hold from Nepach, Rav Dimi also doesn't hold from Nepach. Because if you hold from Nepach, the same way you don't need Hetem and Starfless, you don't need Kazai's Pachilis Pass. So I have to say Abai and who had the Rav Dimi is Farplukta, they're assuming that there's no din of Nepach. There's an Isser of Tam, but there's no din of Nepach. So that's why you need Hetem Staffel Isser, and that's why you need Kazayitz B'tei Achilas Pras, and that's also going to win out. Very good. And that's not a steer Tom and base. That is Limudin for Tam Kikr. Rashi and Tom and base says Aliba de Emes, because now it's not a Bai token, it's the Stom of the Gemara. No, in Nozigrad it's a Bai token, but in our Gemara it's the Stom of the Gemara token. So here it's the Stom of the Gemara discussing Mishras and Tam Kikr and so on. The Stom of the Gemara, the Halacha, we hold Tam Gleim Moshe is Mutter, like Robo, like Rav Yochanan. So Tam Gleim Moshe is Mutter. So then what does Tam Kikr mean? Then Tam Kikr means Tafinema. The Rav and Rav Yochanan hold, and that's the Halacha, the Tam Gleim Moshe is Mutter. You need Mamoshe to be awesome. So what's Tam Kikr? That it's Nepach Lias Kim Mamoshe Shalissa. That's what Rashi says in Amud Beis. But that's all Rashi talking Ali, but the Hilchasa. But in Amud Aleph, it's not true. It's a little bit mefulful, but on the other hand, I mean, it's maybe more than a little bit mefulful. But I mean, it's a little bit cheshbender. You know, it's not. Let me re-qualify that. It's not so much mefulful. That Mr. Cheshbender is not so complicated. It's a chiddush to say this in Rashi because Rashi didn't spell it out. You know, Rashi is relying on us a lot to figure this out. Then on the base, when he says Nepach, he's going in Lahalocha, but in Amud Aleph, it's Abay. That part is. Okay, that's a little bit Akuponim, maybe this is Mahalach. Yes, Zaki's raising a question. So it's going to come out now, according to this, that Abai really holds the Gemara Mahalach, Abai, or Dimi, they really hold the time as also Midrash. Like Abai says in Chul, time of Leim Moshe is also Midrash. That's not even my Shtikul Torah. Abai Taka said in Chul, time of Leim Moshe is also Midrash Torah. Well, if Abai himself holds the time of Leim Moshe is also Midrash Torah, so why did Rashi need to introduce Dimua? Rashi said by Mikveh, Salkadaitich Dimua Derabona. Now the answer is no, Dimua is Deraisa. That's why the Trum is not bottled. The Shum and the Shemen aren't bottled because Dimua Deraisa. Who needs Dimua Deraisa? Time of Leim Moshe. Yeah, we had discussion, and we had discussion about it. Why does Rashi need Dimur Deraisa?
You say
what?
It can only be looked at that which is it amplifies the issue that's there. If time kicker is not enough to be looked on, need Dimur to do that.
Why can't the head to be mistaken to the time?
Meaning, even if
Tom
Kikr is the
Isser
and
Hetem Saflis
pulls it up,
like you said. So you're saying that maybe Hetem Saflis doesn't work with Tom Kikr, it only works when you have Dimur.
Right.
Yeah, but what's the Svar?
What?
Oh, like I said, it's a Chaya, yeah. That Hetem Saflis doesn't work on a Tom Kikr.
Right.
I hear, okay, maybe say that to that simple time. That's a lot to impute to Rashi. Why do we say it in Tosfos?
Can't
oh, you're right. Yeah, this is Gemara, you know. So why did Gemara need to say? Why did Abai say that? Abai said Hetem Staflis is only by Revis. Why? Tom Kikr. So we'll send Abai. We can say Svar of Chaim did the Svar. But Rashi didn't need it. Well, who told Reb Chaim this far? Why didn't Rashi say that it works with Tam Kikr? Like, who told Rashi? What little bird told Rashi that it goes with Dimur? Maybe it goes with him. Maybe Taka goes with Tam Kikr. And Hetem Saf Lister is Mistar of the Tam Kikr. Rashi knew that this is the Svar that I said. So I feel maybe an Eitzah for this soul. So why Rashi needed to more? Maybe this is all by itself, a self-standing what? Not even necessary. Even without, because it is a problem in the Gemara. Why does Rashi have to come on to Dimua? He's going in Abaye. Abaye holds time of Lema Moshe is awesome in Atayr. So the Trum is not bottle, the Shum and the Shemin aren't bottle, because it's Kol HaPachas is time of Lema Moshe. So why did Rashi have to introduce Dimua? We had the Hara. I think at the time we said in the Chanami, if you have for Abaye, you don't need it, but the Rabbi Bar Chana, he said it for Rabbi Bar Chana. He didn't want Rabbi Bar Chana to also have to hold like Abaye in Chulim. You know? Everybody's like, so, but for Abai himself, you don't need to come out to Dimur. But maybe we could say, a different word. Remember that the Rash had a cash on the Sugya. The Rash learns the Sugya without Dimur. The Rash learns the Sugya al Stam Kippur. The Sugya number Alpha. He says, the Shum and the Shemin are a bottle because Tam Kikir is the Raisa. But there's no netbach, so where's the kezayis? So for that you need to have hetem staflisser, or you need to have and so on. But the Rashi asked the Kashi, he said, why? Rabbi Bachana, the Brisa says, the Mishnah says that the mikveh is mokum agoy is possible. So the Gemara is mokum agoy am I possible? The shum shemen should be bottled. So Rabbi Bachana answered, hil v'zar loikol of the kezayis, and why is v'zar loikol of the kezayis? So the Gemara says, well, the way the Rashi understands the Gemara, because the Isser is not bottle because it's Tam Kikr. And then the Heter, and then you like it because you have Heter and Staf Isser to give you Shir Kazayas, or Kazayas Pechel, it's fast to give you a Kazayas. So the Rashi asked, well, the Gemara needs the whole thing. Would Rabbi Machane do this whole thing? He should have said, you know why the Shum and Shemin are a bottle? You know why Mokam Agoy is possible and the Shum and Shemin are a bottle? Because Tam Kikr, end of story. So what did the Rashi answer? Anybody remember? There's no Tam Kikir on Tumah V'Tayr. Tam Kikir is only by Machalas Asurus. So you can't just say the Shum V'Shemin aren't bottled because Tam Kikir. Rather, you have to say, V'Gabi Machalas Asurus, the Shum V'Shemin aren't bottled. And not only they're not bottled, but it's your Leikolov. So since it's so Choshuv that you're Leikolov, so it's not bottled for Tumah V'Tayr. It's like a Migoy. Migoy that you're Leikolov. So in the Mele, it's Choshuv that it shouldn't be bottled for Tumah V'Tayr. And why are you Leikolov? That's how Tam Kikir with Hetem Estarf Lizer, or Tam Kikir with Kazayas Bechtei Chilas Pach. That was the Rashi. So the Emes is that Derech Zeh we could ask in Rashi Shita, that goes with Dimua. Rashi is the worst of Dimua. The Shum and Shemin are both lost Dimua. Mimela, then you get a Kazayas with Hetem Estarf Lizer, or with Kazayas Bechtei Chilas Pach, and now, and therefore, it's not bottled for Tumah V'Tayr. So we could ask the same thing. Does Dimua work for Tumah V'Tayr or not? Beret. Is there a dimua for Tumah V'Tayr, for Kabbalah's Tumah? Or is dimua only said for Machalas Asurus, for the Yisra Achimu? Okay, Al-Derech, we'll just paraphrase the Rashi's question. You know, why do you have to come out to the whole Zah, like all of? You should have answered, dimua is the Araisa, and since dimua is the Araisa, so it's Makabal Tumah. What do Gemara need the whole hell of Zah, like all of? At least Mokam Agoy, since he moves the rice, at least Mokam Agoy should be Mekabel Tum. Maybe even the whole mikveh, right? Rashi, the whole mikveh is not the Truma Mamash, but the Mokam Agoy, whatever Dimua does, the Mokam Agoy is still called Truma, so the Midin Dimua, so finish, the end of the story. Why do we need all this Hail Bazaar like that? So maybe we'll answer Al Derech the Rash, We'll change the you know, whatever the Rashi Tam Kikir. We'll change the words to Dimua. We'll say the same niggun that Dimua doesn't work for Machalas for Tumah V'Tayr. Dimua is only din Machalas Asurus in the Malkus of Zoros. So therefore, you can't just say this Dimua for Tumah V'Tayr. You have to say no. There's no Dimua. You have to say this Dimua for Machalas Asurus. Since there's Dimua for Machalas Asurus, so Azar is Loikolov. Where's the kezayis? Because the fetem is tafliser and so, and then once it's choshev that you like all of, so mimele it's not bottle in yimtumah v'tayr. So maybe that will be what we'll learn. Maybe that's what we'll say al derech zeh in Rashi. But I don't think that works so well in Rashi, because if that was the pshat, that means the main chiddush of Rabbi Rechana is that there's a migoy. Rabbi Rechana is telling me there's a migoy. That's just enough to say there's Dimua. You have to say there's Dimua for Machalos Asurus and there's a Migoy for Tumah V'Tayr. So when Rashi was explaining the Moris Kashim, Mokam Agoya Mai Pos. So Rashi says, Mokam Agoya Posel should be Bokal Beroy. So what did Rashi say? Salka Daitach the Nimuz de Rabban. That was the Havim, Nimuz de Rabban. And Rabbi Chanis Mechadish Nimuz de Reis. Why did Rashi have to say that? Why can't he say the Gemara knew all along the Nimuz de Reis? But the Gemara didn't know about the Migot. The Gemara thought, yeah, the Nimuz de Reis if Machalos was Suris, but it should be Bokal for Tumba Vatayra. Rabbi Chanin Mechadish, Hoyle was our local, and since he get Malka, so it's Choshev, and it's not bottling into a Batayri. That would be much more glad. Rashi didn't say it. Smashman Rashi, that Rashi was really barred, Rashi holds Dum Dimu and works with Tumma Batayri too. And if it was barred, so what was the Sakadaita? What was the Kasha? Mokam Agoyim my Apostle. What do you mean? It's Medumim. So we have to say, we didn't know that we thought Dimu was the Rabbana. Heretz is Dimu is the Raisa. And the Lashon of Rashi, that we also did. The Rashi is Dimu Hashem Trum Olam. It means for Tumah Batayr also, Shem Trum Olam. So then if the Mu'ah works for Tumah Batayr also, so why did Rabbi Bar Chanan need this fancy thing? He should have said the Mu'ah and it's Makabal Tumah, it's the Mu'ah. Alright, so I think the answer is that in Chami, Rashi's not learning Rabbi Bar Chanan, they're saying in Nigel. Rabbi Bar Chanan is saying there's one Dinti Mu'ah that gives it a Shem Trumah and it gives it a Shem Trumah for everything. Rabbi Chanan is saying al derech raya. You see that zar loyka olav. You see that dimu is derais. From the fact that zar loyka olav, you see that it's that dimu is taka derais. Since dimu is derais, so male dimu works with tumah b'tayra too. The chor according to Rashi, that's just the pshatovna. That's how you have to learn. I don't remember if we said this time or not. But the chor in the pshatovna, that's how you have to learn according to Rashi. That Rabbi Chanan is saying al derech raya. You see zar loyka olav. So you see that this dimu. If there's dimua, then dimua works with tumah b'tayrato. So if that's the case, maybe we could say what. What's our problem? Our problem is, who needs dimua? What does Rashi need dimua for? What's wrong with time of Olam HaMashiach? Abai says in Cholin, the time of Olam HaMashiach is a deraisa. So the Shulman Hashem is time of Olam HaMashiach. End of story. What do you mean it should be? What's wrong with time of Olam HaMashiach? The answer is, because Rashi holds this right here, just Rashi put in Svara, like the Rash, that time keiku or time of Olam HaMashiach doesn't work for Tumah V'Tayra. And he listens to Svara. Taisus says this with other flushes that time keiku doesn't work for Tumah V'Tayra. I remember we had a Taisus. The Rash said, but we saw it was a Taisus in Players that a Bosser Shchuta that had time available is not Matami B'Mas. It doesn't have Tumah. There's no time keiku and then Tumah V'Tayra. So therefore, Rashi thought you can't learn the sugya that a zar is like olav because of tam kikir. Maybe he's like olav because of tam kikir. What does that have to do with tumah b'tayra? So therefore, Rashi had to say, no, it's dimua. It has a shem truma. If it has a shem truma, then that works for tumah b'tayra also. I'll still ask, and who? But Rabbi Chana said hoyl v'zar like olav. It's a proof that there's dimua. What's the proof? Maybe dimuz derabbanan, but a zar is like olav as tam b'leim amasha. And said, no, because it's not always time of Lema Moshe. Not every case of time of Lema Moshe. You could have Nibimino, it's not time of Lema Moshe. You could have that they gave it to a Kfela to taste and then he doesn't taste it, right? 1 in 60 could be there's no taste. Dimu is 1 in 100. So there's many cases where there is no time. Says Rav Rechana, but you look all, anyway. Why? Because Dimu derais. Oh, Dimu derais, it has a Shem Truma, but it has a Shem Truma, it has a Shem Truma for Tumah B'Tayra also. Okay, so this will be maybe so I have a whole pilpul over here, a whole stickle there. Chabur. But the yeah. So the kitzin nimrus. What do we say so far? Kitzin nimrus. We have I want to say a vort in Rashi. Could be the vort's not true. It's a vort that's not muchach in Rashi. It's a vort from the Lashonis Rashi that Nepach, the reason why Rashi holds from Nepach, because he understands that the vort of Tam Kikir is that the head that you need Mamoshe Shalus. And therefore, the way Tam Kikir works is that the head is Nepach to be Mamoshe Shalus. That's a vort. From the Lashonis Rashi, that Tam Kikir means is Nasikim Mamoshe Shalus. From the fact that Rashi says that Rashi holds Taka from Nepach, where did it come from? So I'm saying this like it's not mukuch. That's the word. The word got us into trouble because Abai holds in Chul Kuches the time of Olam HaMashiach is also in that Torah. So you see, you don't need mamash. It's good in Rava that without mamash you'd have nothing. But Abai holds time blowing mamash is awesome in that Torah. So you don't need mamash shalissa. So you could maybe say, oh, maybe that's good for Tam Kirkin. Maybe that works with Nepach. Maybe Abai meant Nepach. He meant Tam Kirkin. That's very hard. The Ramban holds that way. The Rashi, that Abai holds Tam Kirkin. It's very hard in Rashi to say that Abai holds from Tam Kirkin. Rashi said, well, I'm a Rebbe Asroi, don't hold from Tam Kirkin outside of Kotshim. And also, if Abai holds from Tam Kirkin, and Tam Kirkin means Nepach, then how do you explain the Rabban of Kutta Chabavli? How come the Rabban of Kutta Chabavli don't hold from Tam Kirkin? Basu B'cholov says Tam Kirkin, according to Rashi, according to Abai. Abai learns that from Basu B'cholov, the time of Lema Moshe is also. I mean, if time of Lema Moshe also in Atar means Tam Kirkin and it means Nepach, that means it's a Leman from Basu B'cholov for Nepach. How come the Rabban of B'cholov can apply it by Kutta Chabavli? So Abai Rashi holds that Abai and Rabban are going without Tam Kirkin. Abai agrees to Rava to the Amar Rebbe Asroi that by Chulin we hold you don't say Tam Kirkin, only by Kodesh. Like the Rabbanon of Kutuch HaBavli. Yes, then we're back to the problem. So if Abai is not going with Tam Kirkin, meaning, you know, there's no Nepach, he doesn't go with Tam Kirkin, so, and yet he says time of Lema Mamashi is also. If time of Lema Mamashi is also, so that means you don't need Mamashi Shalissa. If you don't need Mamashi Shalissa, so why when you do say Tam Kirkin do you say Nepach? No, where do you, according to those Tanoim, we have Tam Kirkin and have Nepach, or by Kotshim, where everybody holds from Nepach, everybody holds from Tam Kirkin. Why should you say Nepach? If I was right in the first place, that the whole reason why we say Nepach is in order to provide the Mamashus, but Abai thinks you can have an issue without a Mamashus, so then why, how's Abai going to explain the phenomenon of Nepach? So this was the question, but I want to turn the question into a teretz. Then in Echidami, Abai doesn't hold from Nepach, and that's the pshat in the Gemara Namad Aleph. That's why in Amud Aleph, Abai is not worried about the Abai needs Hetem and Starf Lissler and Rabdimi needs. What happened to Nepach? Where did Nepach go in Amud Aleph? The answer is because Abai doesn't have a Nepach. All the Rashi's about Nepach are going Lahalocha. We hold like Rava, we hold like Rabbi Yechon. Tam HaMoshes is nothing. But Abai holds the time of Lema Moshes is also military without Tam Kikr. So then Tam Kikr doesn't mean Nepach. Tam Kikr means what Abai said, the time of Lema Moshes is also. Then we had a problem. So that was very good. Then we had a side problem. So if which is not only a problem in Maishtikal Torah, it's a problem in Etzim, which is if Abai holds time of Lema Moshe is also, which we know that he does. So why does Rashi have to introduce the Mu'ah? He should have said the Trum the Shumah Shemun or also time of Lema Moshe. Well, what do you have to add the Mu'ah? The answer of the Kitzur is, and again, this is a question that flows from what we're talking about, but you can ask it in its own right. It's a fact that Abai holds time of Lema Moshe is also in that Torah. So why did Rashi have to talk about Dimur? For that we could have said that maybe Rashi wasn't going in Abai, Rashi Nomad Aleph, when he talked about Dimur was going in Rabbi Bachano. I could still say that. But I want to say that Rashi definitely needed Dimur because he Rashi thought that timely Vilei Mamoshi doesn't work for Tum of Atayr. And he's not learning Rabbi Bachano as a Migoy. Because if he was learning Rabbi Chana as a Migoy, then he could have learned the Salkadaita because the Gemara didn't know Migoy. Rashi said the Salkadaita because we didn't know Dimur. It's clear that Rashi didn't have the word of Migoy. So if you don't have the word of Migoy, so you have to say that Dimur works straight for Tumah V'Tayr. And Rabbi Chana is saying, oh, derech Raya. You see that you like Olav, you see the Dimur Derayis, you see it's Kimamosh, you see that it's Shem Truma Olav, so therefore it's Makabal Tumah it's Mokam Agoy becomes possible. So Rashi held that that's good in Dimua. Dimua gives it a Shem Truma that works even for Tumah V'Tayra. But Taima V'Lema Moshe, that's a Svara, that's a Svara that only works. And the Sinas Tam is a Svara in Yisur Yachila. Like we find anyway in Rishayim, like the Rashi said. The Taisa says in Chayos. I think it's in Chayos. The Sinas Tam is a Svara, the Sinas Tam is not a Svara in Tumah V'Tayra. Dimua, Shem Truma Olav, that's a Svara even in Tumah V'Tayra.
When Rashi said that Amorai Lasrai don't hold Tam Kirkin, is he not including?
So when Rashi said Amorai Lasrai don't hold Tam Kirkin, he means on our terms, Tam Kirkin of Nepach. Rova and Rav Yechon, they don't hold from Tam Kirkin at all. And even Abai, who maybe so in a sense holds from Tam Kirkin, it's not really Tam Kirkin. Abai holds time of Lema Moshe is also, but it's not Nasiki Korish Elissa. So the bottom line, it's a little bit the Rashi when he says that Amaroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kikir, it's not all the Chad Amachto. Rabban of Yechon don't hold from Tam Kikir, that means they hold it, that Tam Vilei Moshe is Mutter. There's no Issa Tam at all. And Abaye, in a sense, holds from time kicker, but not ikari umalash shalisir. He holds it in Sitama. We know from Kufches, he holds it in Sitama. But he doesn't hold from Tam Kik, he doesn't hold that it's Nasik and Mamash Shalis. Okay, there's something else I wanted to talk about today. Tasting of a Zar. Maybe I'll take a few more minutes. That's okay. Just a few more minutes. There's no cows there anymore. This Tyson of Rizar I sent you in the Tyson of Rizar Samachem, the day is very famous. Tyson says, the Gemara that says that that if you have a beggar of Klayim and there was Nebad, and you can't find the Klayim, you don't know where the Pishtim went, but you know it's in the somewhere. So it's also beggar Shneva of Klayim is also. Shadi, if you can sell it to a guy, sell it to a Jew, but Akapanim it's also. In fact, Tyson says, why isn't it bottled right? If you don't know where the fish, if you don't know where the Pishtim is, so it should be bottled right. It's not knickers, which should be bottled right. So Tyson the Yasa the Yisai, the head to the head is not bottled right. He says the word is since head to behetter the it's not like when you have issa behetter, so the issa comes from the fact that there's issa there. The issa can be bottled right. The issa is bottled in the head. By head to behetter, everything is also because the heter becomes also by the tarevis. The tarevis asa is the heter. So that's there you don't say bitul b'rei. The kids say by head to behetter there's no bitul b'rei. That's head to behetter doesn't have bitul b'rei. You have to be careful with the lashon because the lashon there is a halacha that if you have tzemer gimalim but tzemer rechelim is what's also with shatnas. Tzemer gimalim doesn't have nisa shatnas. If you have let's say a beggar that had a lot of tzemer, mostly tzemer gimalim and a little bit of tzemer rechelim, so it's bitul b'rei and then there's no nisa shatnas. What do you mean it's head to behetter? That's not what we mean. Het to behet means when you have Pishtun and Semer, Taisus Befer says, when Pishtun and Semer, they turn each other into Isser. So that doesn't have, there's no Bittul Barayv. Bittul Barayv means that the Isser was bottled in something innocuous. So Semer Gamal and Semer Rechelim, the Semer Rechelim is bottled in something innocuous. But Pishtun and Semer, there's nothing innocuous, it's all Isser. Once you have a Tarevis, the Semer and the Pishtun are both also. So that doesn't have Bittul Barayv. Anyway, because Het to behet doesn't have Bittul Barayv. In fact, Taisa, what about Basa B'chalav? It's also head to the head there. Well, there is Bittul B'rei. So Taisa's answer is, no, there's exactly that Kosov, that Derech Bishol Asotar, like the Gemara says in Chulin Kovches. So there the Torah was Megala that it's, Lashon Taisa says, there the Torah was Megala that it's bottle. Head to the head is not bottle. But Basa B'chalav Torah was Megala that it's bottle because Derech Bishol Asotar. So first of all, I think the deacon the lashon of Taisus, because I want to be medayik in Rashi and in that saga last week, end of last week. I want to be medayik in Rashi that when Rashi explains derech bishul asatayr rover, this is abasu b'chol is a chiddush. Abayis is abasu b'chol is not a chiddush, and that's the mock of the time of loyim abashi is also. Because if it was a chiddush, then who says you even need tam? It must be that it's not a chiddush. It goes with the ordinary rules, and it goes with tam, and you see the tam is awesome. And Rav says, no, it's not true. Tam, Basim Bechal was a chiddush. And since it's a chiddush, so maybe you don't even need tam. So Rav says, no, derech bishul asoter. But Basim Bechal was betzim a chiddush. So Rashi was matter, what's the chiddush of Basim Bechal? So Rashi said, the chiddush of Basim Bechal is that first of all, that hol l'chudei shari, each one by itself is heter. And number two, that's also to cook even without eating. So we always thought it's very shvei Rashi. The svar of halukha deshari, halukha deshari, that's not such a chiddush. The Gemara says that by klayim, you also have it, the Gemara by us. And the other svar of Rashi, that's also to cook it even without eating it, that's like, altogether doesn't say in our Gemara. Like, who says that's a factor at all? So I said, I thought the pshat in the Rashi is that Rashi read into our Gemara, that's pshat in the Gemara, totally kuliyama. That when the Gemara says totally kuliyama, it means from the fact that he totally kuliyama, it's mutter, and if you mabashlev, it's also, you see that the issa doesn't come from the bliya of cholav and the basa. The issa comes from the maisa bishul hametuv. Torah said that the maisa bishul is metuv. You're not allowed to cook it, even if you don't eat it. Maisa bishul itself is a dovah metuv. So therefore, boss says anything that had that maisa bishul hametuv done to it becomes also, and that's pshat na gemara, and that's megala back. That's why halukah deshari, because not because there's because it's hakan not to bleed that asses. What asses is the ma'ase bishul. That's what I want to say in the Rashi. So why do you need to see this time at all? So because of derech bishul. If it wasn't within a sinus time, then that's not called the ma'ase bishul. The ma'ase bishul the Torah had in mind is the ma'ase bishul that's nice and tam. That was I want them to die there in the Rashi's. I think in the lashon Tosfos and the Avodah Zarah it's mashma not the way. Because the lashon Tosfos and the Avodah Zarah when he's explaining derech bishul asa Torah, he's using this derech bishul asa Torah. He said the Torah is megala that it's bottom. Rashi, it's not the Torah is Megala that is bottle. The Torah is Megala, that's not called the Ma'aseh Bishul, and the Issa comes from the Ma'aseh Bishul. The lesson of Tosfos is that Derech Bishul also Torah is a Gilui that the Cholov is bottle in the boss, or vice versa. That if it's not nice in time, it's a bottle. Because even though normally Heter Beheter is not bottle, here the Torah is Megala that Heter Beheter is bottle. Rashi, it's the wrong way to say it. It's not that by boss of the Cholov, Heter Beheter is bottle. Is that by Vosu v'cholov, the Issa doesn't, it's not Issa, of the Issa, the Issa comes from the Maisa Bishul, and if it's not nice and tam, then there was never a Maisa Bishul. So I think it's Mitu'i, that Taisus Taka learns, not like Rashi, that Taisus learns that Vosu v'cholov is not because of the Maisa Bishul. That's Vosu v'cholov is also because the Cholov is considered to be the cholov. Cholov in basar is a tama also. Even though cholov by itself is mutter. But when cholov goes into basar, it becomes a tama also, and it asks derech nesinas tam. I accepted the heter, because the basar also becomes also. So like, heter beheter is not supposed to be bottle. I mean, that's what heter beheter means. Heter beheter means two things that by themselves are mutter, but when you put them together, they become also. So that's why you say head to head is not bottle. So why is bottle the color bottle? So Tosfos exerts that kosher. There's a Torah is megala. There, we should also turn. Torah is megala that here, if it's not nice and time, so it's bottle v'ray. But this kind of head to head there is bottle v'ray. But I think it's a deep from the lashon of Tosfos. It's just a deep from the lashon that he talks about bittul. That Tosfos understood that the Gemara is not chayzer from what he thought originally. Abai certainly thought that what asks is not the ma'is official. Because then what does it have to do with nice and time? Abai wants to learn from here to call it Torah kula. The nice and time is also. Abai thought Basu B'cholov is also not because of the Maisa Bishul HaMetuch. Abai thought Basu B'cholov is also because the Cholov is nice and time in the Basu. And the scene is time and it's considered to be a time Isser. And it's arrived at the time blame of Moshe is also. Ay is Heter, what do you mean time Isser? Yeah, but in Basu B'cholov, when they put them together, then it's considered to be a time Isser. When you put these two Heterim together, they become also. Now it's a time Isser. So Abai learned it. That's certainly how Abai learned. That's the Kulyam. So I want to learn in Rashi that Rabbis, that's good for Rabbis Cholokan. Rabbis said, no, it's the Maisa Bishul that asks. And you need to have a Derech Bishul Asa Torah, you need to have a nice and time, because that's the Maisa Bishul. And Tosfos says, no, the Maskara remains. Rabbis not Cholokan. Rabbis agrees to Abaye that the Issa here is of Nesinus Tam, the conventional kind of Issa of Nesinus Tam. And therefore, so Abaye said, well, so Abaye said, also, let's learn that from here to call it Tarakul, the time of Lema Moshe is also. Rabbi said, no, you can't learn out here to call it Tarakula, because Basu B'cholov is Taka Chiddush. And if it's a Chiddush already, so maybe you should ask her even without being able to taste it. Maybe just the mere fact that there's time in that you can't even taste, maybe you should also ask it. No, Derech Bishul Asa Torah. It's a Giloy in the Gdorim of Bittul Baroid. The Kitzer, Tosfos learns, I don't want to go through all this. You can speak out all the steps in the logic, but the Kitzer, it's two different Mahalkim and how to understand the Machlokes Abaye and Rabbi. Rashi understands that Abai and Rava are arguing in a fundamental issue. That Abai understood the issue here is an issue of the sinas tam. And therefore we can learn out from here the kol ha-tarikula, the nice and time is also. And time of Lema Moshe is also. And Rava says, no, it's not an issue of the sinas tam at all. It's an issue because of the Maisa Bishul. I have an issue because of the Maisa Bishul, so why do you need the sinas tam? The answer is because the Erech Bishul also Torah. That's called the Maisa Bishul. And Tosfos learns, no, there's no fundamental machlokes between Abai and Rava. They both agree that Basu B'chalav works because there's an sinas tam. There's a blias isser of time. The machlokes is that a chiddush they going out to call it terakula because it's time of leima moshe. So if I said no, it's not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush. You can learn out from here to call it terakula. Time of leima moshe is also. And Rava said no, basu b'cholov is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because it has radical things about it. It has chiddush in the halachas. Chiddush the halachas, the Torah, the kol yoma, and halach. Whatever it has, chiddush the halachas. But it's the same lumbus. But just to say, you can't extrapolate from Basav v'Cholav to everywhere else, because Basav v'Cholav is has special chumras that other halachas don't have, like in the Limudim, like you would normally learn. You know, like Einim Zayim is chiddush. You can't learn out from here because it's a chiddush. You can't learn out from Basav v'Cholav because it's a chiddush. But not that it's a different lumdus and abaya. It's the same lumdus and abaya that the Nesinus Tam asks. Just that it's since it's mechudish, you can't learn out from here to kolatar kulam. Kolatar kulu time of blame abashi is mutter. By Basav v'Cholav time of blame abashi is also, but it's a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, so then how do we even know that you need? Maybe it should be also even a mashu that's not even nice in town. Maybe any little bit of milk in the meat should ask you even without being nice in town. Well, that's a gili milsa derech bishul asatera that in order to that here only the tam, here only the tam asks. And mainly by the same token, you come in after here that heter beheter is mutter. Because you see, if it's not nice in time, I don't say, well, but it's had to be heter. There's milk in there somewhere. There's milk in there. There's milk floating around in there. So who cares that it's not nice in time, but it's had to be heter? Well, it says there, it's a gili milson, dine bittul, that this had to be heter is bottle unless it's nice in time. And when it's nice in time, it's not bottle. I think it's also meduyah. Because, Taisha Shitosam. Because Rashi in Chulin, what he said, when he explained in Rabbah the Chiddush, he said the Chiddush is Hailu Chedeshari, and also it's the Ma'aseh Bishul is also. And Taisa says he doesn't know what Rashi's talking about. Hailu Chedeshari, the Gemara says in Chulin that's not a Chiddush because Chaim has that too. And therefore Taisa knows, he says at the end the other thing in the Gemara, Yitar Li Kulu Yayma. So we were masked with that in Rashi, that the Gemara was only Doicha, the Gemara that Havin in Psochim by us thought. That holuchudei shari means that it's just a chiddush ba'alma. You know, it has mechudush dekah lochus. Whereas Chaim also has mechudush dekah lochus. But once the Gemara explains the Torah kul yomus, and now retroactively I understand that holuchudei shari is a lundus. That the isser is not the tairovis, not the blias isser, the isser is the mice of bishul. So that's why holuchudei shari. It's a whole hesper that we said in Rashi. Taisus obviously didn't subscribe to that hesper. Taisus shitosam. Taisus learns that there's no that we're not that's not the Ma'aseh Bishul that asks us at all. It's a regular blias isser, the same as Abai and Rav are not arguing about that. So what do we mean when we say it's like, what's the nidin if it's a chiddush? Can you learn out from your la'alma? To what extent? Like a conventional gemara, what does it mean? So the gemara said that holochodeshar is not such a chiddush. Other talachas and there also have that. So you could totally call yom already something novel. So that's what the gemara. That's what Rashi should have said. I think that stems very well Taisus and Rashi. I just want to finish. We can ask a question. Yeah, I don't want to keep going too long. But I want to finish this topic. Rabbi Kager has a Tash and Taisus. He says that's very nice. If you hold like Rabbi, what happened to Abai? Abai doesn't hold in Derech Bishul Asatar. So why do you need Nesinus Tam? Because Rabbi says because that's the rule of Kol HaTorah Kulu. You need Nesinus Tam. Time of Lema Moshe is also. Yes, so Rabbi Kreger, according to Abaye, but it's heter beheter. Heter beheter should be also even if it's not listening time. The same as by Tzemer and Pishtim. If it's true that heter beheter is not bottle, then it's not bottle for Abai too. So how do Abai understand? Abai says Basav v'Cholav that chiddush. We'll learn from here to call it Tarkula that you need time of Lema Moshe. The time of Lema Moshe is also time is not bottle. Time is also, and if it's not nice in time, then it's bottle b'Rei. Why is the bottle b'Rei? It's heter beheter. Why is it different in Tzemer Pishtim where you don't see it, you can't tell that it's there, but it's not bottle because it's heter beheter. Kreger's kasha. I don't know, it's like a bomb kasha. Kreger's is a pilpul. Take a look. I thought maybe we could say life in Poshut. I don't know how come Rabbi Kreger didn't say this. Maybe we could say life in Poshut. Goes back to the question we're talking about that we talked about before. If time would not be kedusha, would it be nothing or would it be batul b'rayt? before. The Ramban is mashma without a pasuk, time is nothing. The Rashi is mashma without a pasuk, time is batul b'roif. It's added something. It's like tzir, but it's batul b'roif. I would maybe, why not? Well, maybe we could say the Tosis holds that time without a pasuk, time without a limud, time is nothing. So Basu the Chol of Abai holds in the Galut to me that time is something. But if you don't even have time, then that's about nothing. So then doesn't pass out the bed. The chiddush of time of Leim Moshe is time is something. That's when you taste the time is something. That's a bais machadish. He reads into Basu v'chol the time is something. But if you don't even have time, if the Basu v'chol wasn't even nice in time, then that's mamish nothing. A bais taina was, if Basu v'chol was a chiddush, then how do we know the Torah was talking about time? Maybe the Torah asked Basu v'chol even if you don't taste it, and the Torah is telling me even a bigger chiddush, that even if you don't even taste it, time is something. So Abai says, no, it must be that Basu v'chol is not a chiddush, and therefore we can learn that from Zeri B'Shel, other places, you have to have time. But if you don't have time, it's not that if you don't have time, it's bottle. No, we say, head to bed is not bottle. It's that if you don't have time, then it's nothing. It's a disembodied thing. It's a disembodied, what is it? You can't taste it. There's no mamoshes. It's garnished. It's not like Tzemer and Pishtim. Tzemer and Pishtim are things. They're threads. There's a thread in there. Maybe you can't see it. It should be bottle bereiv, but it's there. There's a mamosis of a thread there. So that's het tebet. The het tebet is not bottle. But by Basar Becholov, if it's not nice and tam, then it's nothing. So it's very good. That's why... That's why you need Nisinus Tam, point out by. You need Nisinus Tam, because if there's no Nisinus Tam, it's nothing. The Torah said that the Torah is Mechadish, and Nisinus Tam is something, but something that's not Nisinus Tam at all is Ganesh. Why Rabbi Pega doesn't say this text? You can't cop it. I mean, this is too easy to answer Rabbi Pega's text. I mean, for Rabbi Pega's cast, it's too easy an answer. Pega, I think there's a reason why Rabbi Pega doesn't say this answer. Yeah. Because Tosis says the word. Oh, that's okay. It's bottle. Oh, because Tosis said the word bottle. Yeah, you're right. Also, Tosis says the word bottle. The way I'm saying, Tosis says that Derech Bishul Osa Torah is Megala, that if there's no time, it's bottle. Takamas from Tosis that he's going. That without a time, it's still there. It just have to be rotten. That's true. Oh, that was Holkashu. Tosis seems to assume that way. Tosis asked every bottle of the cholo should be hetter behetter. It shouldn't be bottle. If that's not tamuchach. There are cases of Basar B'Chol where you have Mamasha. So Taisu is asking cases of Basar B'Chol where you have Mamasha, but it's not Nisim Tam, why are they Mutter? It's Hetter Behetter. So maybe this is also not so compelling. Maybe Taisu uses the word bottle for a case where I happen to have Mamasha show. But I think there's a reason why this stance is no good for what's it? Basar B'Chalav. So the Gemara calls the time of Leima Moshe. The Gemara calls Basar B'Chalav time of Leima Moshe. So let's say you cook meat and milk. So it's the Gemara calls the time of Leima Moshe. Which thing are we talking about? This time of Leima Moshe, the Basar in the Chalav, or the Chalav in the Basar? So Rashi mashma both. So So Rashi in Chulin's mashma both. Rashi by us talks about the cholov and the bosa. If the cholov and the bosa is time of blame amashi, then the bosa and the cholov alachas kana v'cham is time of blame amashi. Probably Rashi says the more mechudish to go in. And Rashi l'shitosa, I think we spoke out. The Rashi's chelov shenimayach is called time of Rashi and Avodazar. Time of chelov shenimayach is time of blame amashi. Taisin and Avodazar is and daf samach zayin by Rav Yechon. Just a couple of bar away from here, from this Taisus. Taisus two bar later in Tamach Zayin, by Rav Yechon is memory, time of Mamashi, time of Leima Mashi, time of Mashi, Leikon Olof, time of Leima Mashi, Ein Leikon Olof. Taisus says that Cholof v'Bosor is time of Mamashi. Bosor v'Cholof is time of Leima Mashi. Meaning when you cook meat in a pot of milk, so the meat only gives out time. That's time of Leima Mashi. But the milk itself goes into the meat. That's time of Mamashi. Not like Rashi, but like Rashi and Taisus. When the cholov goes into the meat, Rashi also, that's like chelov shenimayach, the time of Olay Mamashah. Taisus also, when the cholov goes into the meat, that's time of Mamashah. So if that's time of Mamashah, so then it's still a kash and abaye. According to you, abaye, when you cook basar b'cholov, even if there was so much basar that the cholov is not nice and tam, it's less than shishim, the cholov is not nice and tam, and the basar, tipus cholov that fell into basar, if it's not nice and tam, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's heter beheter. I'm sorry, the other way around. So tipus cholov, right? Tipus cholov that fell into basar. That's time of mamashah. That's not time of leima mamashah. That's time of mamashah. But the Mishnah says that tipus cholov that fell into basar, if it's not nice in time, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's heter beheter. That's time of mamashah. Time of mamashah for sure. If you don't have this sorry, then it's nothing. Time of mamashah body is something. Except that it's not nice in time, but mamashah is there. So if you have mamashah and it's not nice in time, that's heter beheter, shouldn't be bottle. That's Rabbi Kreger's kasha and abaye. According to Taisus, that basar v'cholov is basically heter beheter. Just Rav has exerced a kasha of derech b'shalos haTorah, but abaye doesn't have to exerce a kasha. So why is basar v'cholov mutter when it's not nice in time? So I said a few minutes ago, maybe it's a very easy answer. Since it's time of a loy mamashay, so if it's not nice in time, it's loy timely of a loy mamashay. Loy timely of a loy mamashay is nothing. That's not bittul v'rayv, that's nothing. So that's why it's mutter. The answer is, yeah, that works for the basar and the cholov. It doesn't work for the cholov and the basar. The cholov and the basar is mamashay. So even if it's no time, so it's like Simon Tzerim Pishtim, it's mamashay without the... So there's no time, it's bottle b'roi, but there is mamashay. If there's mamashay and it's heter b'heter, then it shouldn't be bottle b'roi. That's a Rikvegas kasha. So Rikvegas kasha is on Taisus Shitosa. Okay, fine. Stop here. Sunday we'll see. I mean, I'll let you know. Ellen's going to be here Sunday. I don't know. All things being equal. Those two guys. I'll try to come in Sunday. But I can't promise though.